This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with host Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. Today, we visit with a medical doctor who brings a really unique message. He is Dr. George Sadowski, who says many health issues can be corrected and even reversed by an approach from illness to wellness. The feeling of youthful wellness can be restored by removing risk factors, he says, implementing personalized hormone replacement therapy, and correcting any nutrient deficiency. Well, Dr. Sadowski's undergraduate degree is from the University of Rochester and a medical degree from the prestigious St. George University, and he is medical director of the Wellness and Hormone Centers of America. Well, Dr. Sadowski, first of all, thanks so much for joining us.
Our slogan is Younger is Coming. We know that we can improve vitality of people, older people, so they can feel and look better than they do now. The premise for this is as follows. We know that every parameter of human function declines as we age. So our mental health, our bone health, our cardiac health, right across the board, everything declines. This decline parallels decline in hormones, minerals, vitamins, etc. And we know that once you measure these, then you can look at them and you can supplement, bring them back to where they used to be. And so you can feel and perform better. It's just as simple as that.
And I guess a vivid example of that is the outgrowth and the development and the growth of medications like Viagra that help remedy erectile dysfunction.
Correct. We used to accept that as a sign of old age until the pill came out. Today, it's not accepted anymore as a sign of old age. Everybody wants the pill because they know that with this particular medication, they can perform better. That's just how it goes. As far as, you know, other things that go bad, your hair goes gray. Well, do we accept that? No, we color it. hearing goes bad, we get hearing aids. Eyesight goes bad, we get glasses. So we ameliorate a lot of these things because we don't accept aging as much as you think. And it's all in the mental state. If people think they cannot feel any better, then they accept low hormone levels as a normal part of aging. Once you show them that when you get your hormone levels balanced with bioidentical hormones, they feel better, they're not going back. They no longer accept feeling poorly as a sign of old age. They want to feel better. They want to take care of themselves.
And as medicine has become more advanced, then you find that there's more and more you can do to meet those needs or wishes.
Well, the bottom line is testing. You've got to go and measure. If you never measure, you never know that it's low. When you measure that it's low, you supplement that, and all of a sudden, person feels better. A prime example of this is thyroid hormone. People who are hypothyroid just don't have any energy. When you give them the thyroid hormone, they feel fine. They feel great. All of a sudden, life is wonderful. And that can happen when you're young. So just because you're older, don't accept the fact that you're feeling poorly. Try to find the cause and take care of the problem.
Well, that's encouraging. And just to address the constant advertising and that we see out there, knowing what the difference is between fact and fiction, how does someone address that and know the answer for themselves?
Well, we at the Wellness and Hormone Centers of America have qualified physicians who are skilled in this kind of work. We don't take somebody else's word for it. We rely on science and best practices to measure the hormones, supplement the hormones, and monitor the patient's progress.
It sounds like this is really a developing field in so many ways that many of us, as you, I think, alluded to earlier, we learned to accept these deficiencies, and we don't need to do that anymore.
Well, we accept them till we see a better way. once your hormones are replenished and you feel better, you don't want to go back.
So I think what I hear you saying is that many of the natural hormones and minerals and vitamins that we need are lost either because we're not eating the right food or it just as a result of our food supply.
Studies have shown us that many Americans are deficient in basic vitamins because of the way we farm and gather the food, and also the timeline from farm to the table. So a lot of nutrients are lost. These nutrients are lost. We eat the food, but we don't get the nutrients, so over time you develop a deficiency. We know that things don't work that fast in nature, and it takes years, many years, to develop a nutritional deficiency. And it takes 10 to 15 years to develop a deficient organ system. And likewise, it takes 10 years or so to develop a disease process in that organ. Once a disease process in that organ is established, that is basically uncurable. When you have a physiologic change in the tissue that you can see on a CAT scan or on a biopsy, at that point, we do not have cures for these ailments. So when you think about it, prevention is where it's at.
And Dr. Sadowski, something you talk about, which I'd love to hear you expand upon, is the problem with aging and illness is sick care. So the key is to avoid sick care.
And that's correct. A lot of folks are have a misconception in that their health insurance actually provides health. It does not provide health. It provides what we call sick care. When you get sick, your insurance kicks in, and you can get care. Frequently, the care consists of surgery, removal of organs, amelioration of a disease process, etc. It is rare for us to get a cure outside of infectious disease like appendicitis or hernia repair or some of these surgical diseases. Medical diseases, for the most part, the symptom, you get a pill, the symptoms are masked. For example, if you look at diabetes, yeah, we can we'll give you the pill. You're still going to have diabetes. You're still going to suffer the complications of diabetes. You're probably going to die from diabetes. Will you live till tomorrow? Yeah, we have the pill. We keep your blood pressure on blood sugar under control, and you'll do just fine. Will you go on dialysis because of diabetes? That can happen. Will you go blind? Of course, it can. So a lot of it is what we call a tune-up. But very few times do we actually produce a cure.
Wow, this field of integrative medicine really sounds new and developing. And for someone who wants to find out more or maybe feels that maybe they need that treatment, what's the next step?
You look for someone who is skilled in this kind of work and in integrative medicine and go and get your hormones tested. We know that these decline as we age. It's inevitable, just like aging itself. It just declines, just like all the other functions, running, jumping, touching your toes. You get short of breath. That used to not happen when you're 20. So these things decline. Along with this decline in function is a decline in hormone levels and so on. Nutritional deficiencies, these things can be picked up if you measure. Then you look at them, then you can replenish them. If you don't measure, if you don't look, it seems like everything's fine and you accept everything as a normal part of aging.
And then from there, you would prescribe what's necessary for each individual person.
That's right. We would measure your hormones and we would prescribe bioidentical hormones, not synthetic hormones, and we would re-measure those as you go along to keep them in a safe range, and that's how it works.
And this field of integrative medicine, is this a growing field? How did you get involved in all of this?
Well, it's a very interesting question. Most people get involved in this because they have had someone in the family or perhaps themselves who have gotten ill, and they were not able to get their questions answered by traditional medicine. So they were dissatisfied and they pursued other avenues. in my particular case, my daughter had thyroid cancer. I did not get any answers. The surgery went fine. Everything went well. But then I spent the next year and a half of our life trying to get her thyroid hormone normalized. Traditional medicine had failed me, and I reached out to integrative medicine where I did get the right answers. So today she's fine, and she's feeling great.
Well, it's been fascinating, Dr. Sadowski. Any final thoughts?
I just wanted to reiterate that the problems that we associate with aging are in large part due to a decline in hormone production as we get old. So we find it hard to admit sometimes, while we accept other concepts like menopause as a part of life. So we can't do much about aging, but we can make you feel better by bringing your hormones up to where they were when you were young.
It's been fascinating. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, this is a very exciting topic, and you're going to hear more from us.
Well, that'll be great. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to our BloomerBoomer.com podcast. We provide transcripts for most of our podcasts, and you can also access all of our podcasts on iTunes. Oh, and we encourage you to leave a comment in the podcast reply section.